Now, David's had a chance to think it over, pray about it, and to get some accurate information, find out what the mind of the Lord is. So what's he going to do? Well, we'll get our foot in the door of chapter 15. And David made him houses in the city of David, and prepared a place for the ark of God, and pitched for it a tent. Well, it had always been in a tent. So David now wants to bring the ark up. Listen to David now. Then David said, "None ought to carry the ark of God but the Levites. For them hath the Lord chosen to carry the ark of God and a minister unto him forever." Now David straightened out now. Before, you could put the ark on a cart. But that wasn't God's method. God had given strict orders of how the ark is to be brought out. And now David is preaching a good sermon on that. He's learned by a sad experience. Now he's going to bring the ark up to Jerusalem. And this is going to be doing a right thing in a right way. Before, it was doing a right thing in a wrong way. Now here in chapter 15, David's going to do it the right way. And the question is, David, why didn't you do that at first? Why did you have to have the sad experience that you did? Well, that's the way most of us learn. It's easier to hindsight's better than foresight, they say, is the old cliche and the old bromide. Well, it's easier for me to go back in and say, David, you did it wrong. And why didn't you do it right at first? And then McGee turns right around, and the next step I take, I do it wrong. And then I have to learn that you have to do it God's way. May I say to you, that's the experience of most of us. Now, David is prepared to do it God's way. Verse 3, "And David gathered all Israel together to Jerusalem to bring up the ark of the Lord unto his place, which he'd prepared for it." Do you remember in days gone by that when America faced a crisis, there was always a day of prayer called for? My friends, that belongs to the dark ages. We don't do that today. We just get together the brain trust in Washington, and they're going to solve the problem. And the only thing is, we have learned that the brain trusts were as foolish as little children in decisions they've made in the past. That is the tragedy of America in this dark hour in which we're living. Oh, my friend, today, I think it would be very important to gather all Israel together to bring up the ark of the Lord. David thought that is important, and God thought that was important, and that's what God put in Chronicles, his viewpoint.